With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of State Antony Blinken claims the United States has proposed additional ideas to the Israelis for steps to limit civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip.
These steps will save lives and will enable more assistance to get to Palestinians in need. At the same time, much more needs to be done to protect civilians and to make sure that humanitarian assistance reaches them. Far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks. And we want to do everything possible to prevent harm to them and to maximize the assistance that gets to them.
White House says President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will discuss a wide range of regional and global issues. The two are set to meet next week in the San Francisco area. Biden and Xi will both be attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Also at SRNNews.com, Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman ruffling some feathers in the left with his unflinching support for Israel.
Fetterman drew the ire of the anti-war veterans group About Face this week when he refused to stand with demonstrators demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. About Face posted a video that appeared to show the left-leaning Democrat walking past the protesters waving an Israeli flag. Fetterman earlier this week also posted a video showing the posters hung in his Senate office of innocent Israelis taken hostage by Hamas in their October 7th terrorist raid on Israel. Bob Agner reporting.
Wintry weather off to a brutal start in Alaska. Four homeless people have died this week on the streets of Anchorage as a major winter storm dropped heavy snow in the city. Storm hit at least 30 inches or more in some parts of the city, especially in the higher elevation neighborhoods. This is SRN News. If you work at HHS, you must embrace transgenderism.
According to a memo made public on X by Roger Severino of the Heritage Foundation, all employees of the Department of Health and Human Services must address transgender coworkers by their preferred pronouns. That means at one of the Biden administration's cabinet-level departments, your eyes may tell you the truth, but your mouth had better say the lie, or you will be at risk of losing your job. Some experts say the policy is ripe for a legal challenge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups split on whether to identify as religious. Research at Miami University shows pro-life organizations fall one of three camps. Some are openly religious, others are religious but don't mention it, and a small portion outright reject the use of religion. The latter group frames abortion as a human rights issue. This is SRN News. Disputes continue to climb about potential safety risk and future costs tied to California reactors. Here's John Scott with that story.
The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant was scheduled to close by 2025, but the California legislature changed course in September 2022 and opened a path for the reactors to keep running. Just this week, operator Pacific Gas and Electric asked federal regulators to extend the plant's operation while supporters and critics clashed at a state hearing on Diablo Canyon's future. Questions range from financing to whether the power is even needed. John Scott reports.
Surgeons in New York performing the world's first transplant of an entire human eye, an extraordinary addition to a face transplant. Doctors say it's still too soon to say if it will actually offer any vision. More details at SRNNews.com.